doubleheader leading it off is Jared Glosser, the second baseman for Eddie Bell. Swing and a miss for strike one and one. Had to hustle with that. Got the lineup set here for game two. I would have to say I'm not surprised that Sharon won the doubleheader with Centerville tonight. They clearly, I thought, and I know we all thought up here, a better ball club than Centerville. That's not taking away anything from Bill Huseman's Centerville team, but just the way it looked to us. That's fouled off for strike two by Glosser. This is a must game now for Eddieville Blakesburg, no question about it. And Alvia would love to move that record to 16-13. It would really, really help them in their seeding for the district. On deck, it's Corey Archer. Second baseman Glosser, the batter, holds the ball high up around his head, and he reaches out and fouls this off. Good hustle over there by Lewis. Can't get to it. It's out of play. Count still 1-2. Appreciate those updates, Randy, on the phone that you got for us. And I know you're not surprised with that either tonight.
Don't be any more.
Yep. Well, they can play two or three more. Centerville's had enough, I'm sure. One and two pitch now to Glosser. Swing and a miss, strike three. The throw down by Grabert as the ball popped out of his glove, and they get Glosser. That's a strikeout, one away. Brett Leshin getting the pitching assignment here in game two for Alvia. Brett, 1-1 on the year. He's pitched 12 innings, has a 3.5 ERA. He's held opponents to a 250 batting average. He's only a junior. Usually works around the plate. Has pretty good control. Doesn't strike out a lot of hitters. He struck out 10 in 12 innings, although that's pretty much one an inning. But has only walked three in those 12 innings. That's very good. Foul straight back by Archer. Strike one. On deck, it's Bambrook, the shortstop, who just went over and retrieved that foul ball. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, and boy, that plunked him right in the middle of the back. So, hit by a pitch is Archer. He goes to first. That brings us to the plate. Shortstop, Christian Bambrook. You can see here, Bill went down to grab us something to eat and drink here, but you can notice this right off the bat, Randy, down here, and Keith. Eddieville much more quiet here in this game, in the beginning of this game. You can really tell it, the demeanor in their dugout. They're a good ball club, but to lose like that, that's always tough. But Albia really just outplayed them. They definitely outhit them. It's a ball low to Bambrook. And Albia made some good defensive plays in the first game, too. Remember the great backhand by Osing at third, which might have been a game changer right there. Ball one to Bambrook. Off the stretch, Leshin looks at the runner. Glosser, he's going the pitch, foul straight back, strike two. That time, Glosser had a good jump, and he was going to try to steal second. But we'll do it again. Keith Little out here. He is the administrator in charge, the athletic director for Albion. He has to be thrilled with that first game. I'll bet he didn't have supper either. He didn't. Off the stretch, the pitch from Leshin. And that one's fouled. Strike two. Something I've noticed with Bambrook's swing a little bit tonight, he is a very fine hitter, but he seems to be late on his swings tonight, too. And usually he's a dead pull hitter. One ball, two strikes. Always dangerous, though. Glosser, short lead. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-2. Behind the plate this game is Larry Jacobus umpiring. Rob Robson, who did the first game, is now on the bases. One ball, two strikes to Bambrook. Leshin shakes off the sign from Grabert. Now he works. There goes the runner. There is a base hit to right field, and that'll send Glosser to third. Good piece of hitting by Bambrook. They were sending the runner. He hits behind the runner, sending him to third. going the opposite way that time. And Eddie Vilna has runners at first and third with one out. And Chance Wursta, the catcher, is at the plate, their cleanup hitter. Wursta had a hit in the first ball game. He's catching both ends of the doubleheader for them. Leshen works much slower than Ethan Gray did. Gray works very quickly, as does Sanders, as we saw in the first game. Brett takes more time out there. There's a good fastball for a strike. One strike. Wurzer looks down to Rod Ashman, his coach at third. You're getting up in some pretty heady air when you look at Sheraton's record at 24-2 now on the season. Where's the base hit? Oh, my goodness. O'Leary saves an unbelievable play by Austin O'Leary. That's the play of the night right there. That had base hit written all over it. He dove, got it in his glove, came up throwing, and a great put out. That looked like there was no chance at all for O'Leary to make that play, but he did. It is an RBI for Wursta, driving in Archer. Bambrook goes to second. Eddieville's on top, 1-0. But, Bill, you like infield play. You missed a heck of a play by O'Leary.
Diving stuff.
Foul straight back there by Jensen. Strike one. You know, we said earlier in the game one that O'Leary has been playing very solid second base, and he showed it right there again.
Yeah, I just got back in time to see that play. That was a great play.
He
played a solid game in the first
game. Yes, he did. He's been playing very well there. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Supposed to be bratwurst, but...
The Jensen. They gave you a bratwurst with no brat.
Yeah, well, I claimed that's a hot dog. They said no, it wasn't.
I'll tell you a story about that in a minute. Jaron Jensen's the batter, right-handed batter, pitched by Leshen. Two strikes on him, one ball and two strikes.
And I was so hungry, didn't care.
We had a guy one that time who was a principal. I'm not going to tell you where it was at. And we would talk about generic things, and he picked this up in a minute. Foul ball. We were talking about business and everything. And he actually said to a couple of the teachers, he said, well, some of these companies really struggle in our day and age, but that generic company, they make everything and they make a lot of money. We just kind of looked at each other and walked slowly away.
This is one of those companies.
So that might be a generic hot dog or a generic bratwurst. I don't know. Yeah. Actually, they buy Ballpark Franks. Those are the good ones.
This is good. It's good.
Ballpark Franks.
When you're hungry, this is good.
Two balls, two strikes to Jensen. Bambrook's out at second. Eddieville's on top, 1-0. But Austin O'Leary might have kept this from being a big inning with a great play at second base. Here's the pitch from Leshen, way outside. Full count now, 3-2. Was this for me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very kind of you.
You didn't think I was going to eat two of those.
Well, yeah, I
know. I ordered two generics.
Two generic hot dogs. I wonder what they do if you go down there and ask for that.
Well, the people that are working there are really nice people.
They are great people. There's ball four to Jensen. They would, if you went down and ordered two generic hot dogs, they would call Keith Little down and give you a warning. Is what they do. Now runners at first and second for the Rockets, and here's Louis Winkleman, who had a big double in the first game, which allowed Eddieville to tie it up until Albia came up with the big run, the game winner in the bottom of the seventh. Winkleman, left-handed batter, he's the DH. He's hitting for their pitcher, Schwartz. Good cut by the big left-handed batter. Strike one. Thanks, Bill. Winkleman. He's a stocky left-handed batter. The pitch from Leshen. Breaking ball didn't do anything to sails outside for
I
ball.
I put that water up there. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this? Yeah. This is my Gatorade mixed berry thirst quencher, which I forgot to refrigerate. But it's actually fairly cool. It's been in the shade, so to speak.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, it is. Ball two inside to Winkleman. You're a big Gatorade drinker.
Oh, yeah.
And I have become one again this summer. I used to, but back doing it again. 3-1 to Winkleman. Leshen having a little bit of problem here in the first, which makes the play by O'Leary even bigger. Here's the pitch on the way. Fouls this one back behind us. The count's full, 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes to Winkleman. Leshen now off the stretch. The pitch on the way. And that's a ball. And actually, that's 3-2. They had 3 balls on the scoreboard, but that is actually the 3rd ball. 3-2 to Winkleman. They're not holding either runner. Infielder's normal position. Here's the 3-2. The runner's going. The pitch. Ground ball to O'Leary. Takes it on the big hop. There's the throw in time. For out number 3, another good play by Austin. Eddieville does come up with a run, Bill. They got that run when you were gone. You should have stayed here.
No.
But then we wouldn't have the generic hot dog. So they get 1 run.
Hit batter.
And no hits.
What'd he do? We don't know.
They had one hit. One run on one hit.
Yeah, I'll put it.
No errors, 2 left. Eddieville jumps on top 1-0 after 1. We'll be back for the 2nd inning as I partake of this generic hot dog. Right
my
after this.
Summer's hot credits. Summer's hot credits. Summer's hot credits. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun. Summer's hot credits.
No need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia won the first game over Eddieville Blakesburg by a score of 3-2, just a super game. Sherritt now has taken over sole leadership in the South Central Conference baseball race. And we're in the bottom of the first. Gabe Grabert leads it off for Albia.
Trevor Schwartz is the pitcher.
We saw Schwartz pitch against Albia in the first doubleheader. And that's a ball, 2-0. When we did the Eddieville-Blakesburg Twin Cedars game, they pitched Barnett. Here's the pitch. That's a strike, 2-1. Gabe Grabert, the batter. Takes a long time out there. Checks into Worcester. The pitch. There's a chopper hit to the second baseman. Gloucester has it. The first, not in time. Infield hit. Error. Error. I was looking down at something there. That's an error.
Yeah, he bobbled it.
They bobbled?
Yeah.
Gabe always hustles. Gabe does not have a lot of speed, but he never dogs it, does he? We're going to get a runner in there for him. I believe that is number 2, and that is Hugh Sinclair. Hugh Sinclair.
Yeah, he fumbled the heck out of it.
I was looking at my sheet here. I'm not a Klansman. I was looking at this. fly ball to Archer for the put out, 1 down. Brett Leshen, the batter. The hot dog is distracted. Generic hot dog's distracted. Brett Leshen up there now. Brett's got 5 home runs on the year. Takes it inside for a ball. Short lead for Sinclair. 1 out. Schwartz, a right-handed pitcher for them. checks over at the runner. Doesn't look like he's going. The pitch on the way. It's a strike at the belt. 1-1.
Come on, Brett.
5 homers on the year. Trevor Schwartz is 5-3 on the season for them pitching. He is going this time, and Sinclair will steal second base standing up. I think they're going to give you a stolen base on that, Hugh Sinclair. Am I right, Bill Saylor?
I will.
Stolen base for Sinclair. Schwartz is 5-3 on the season. He's thrown 43 innings for Eddieville. Here's his pitch. And Leshen hits one out to the left fielder. He's there, makes the play, one down. Jaron Jensen. 2 away. Schwartz is considered the number 2 pitcher for the Rockets. He has a 1.47 ERA, and he's held opponents to a 196 batting average. And as I said, he's 1-5 for their 19 games. And they planned on coming into this doubleheader, going with their number 1, Bambrick, and their number 2, Schwartz. But their number 1 took the loss in the first game. So now Schwartz has to try to gain them the split. And he makes a move on Sinclair, and Hugh has to go back in ahead first. Living a little dangerously out there on that one. Bambrick, of course, big target taking the throw from Schwartz on that. Again, he's inching off. They try to keep him as close as they can. The pitch on the way, swing and a miss for a strike. Austin Luce trying to pick up a run here and get Albia tied up. There's 2 out. Austin scored the winning run in the first game. Schwartz checks the runner, takes a second look, the pitch on the way, hits low in the dirt. The pace of this game is already substantially slower than the first one. The first game just moved, didn't it?
Did you notice, Rich, they did not mark the coaching boxes?
No, they just left them obliterated. From the first game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Austin that time.
They were not marked at all for the first game either. That's a trend in some places, in case you didn't know that.
See, I was always... We did them every game.
Oh. I don't know. I thought we had them last game. I don't know. Maybe we don't do them here.
The 1-2 pitch now, and Austin's going to step out.
They know why I know. The Cedar Rapids Colonels. Minor league, professional minor league team does not mark.
Really? I think they do in the I-Cubs, don't they?
I think, yeah, I think Des Moines, Principal Park.
Principal Park, they do.
I think so.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's way inside.
Oh.
And the home plate umpire asked the base umpire, Jacobus asked Robson if he went. He didn't even come close to going on that. Am I right, gentlemen? I'll bet you a generic hot dog he didn't swing on that.
I didn't see the...
Here's the 2-2. And that's low in the dirt. Ball 3. 3-2.
I like Sinclair's way of leading off out there. He is interested in trying to get to third base. If that catcher misses that ball a little bit, he's going to be there.
He's trying to get as much of a lead as he can.
Wants to score on a base hit, too, which we...
A lot of hitting room on the right.
Don't do very well.
Now back, the second baseman, Gloucester, gets back in the hole. Here's the pitch on the way. And there is a little looper out into right field. Fly ball, short fly ball, and it's caught for out number 3. Right fielder Maines puts it away. He doesn't miss many out there. Pretty steady outfielder for them. So Albia fails to score in their first. They leave a runner on base. We played one. It's much like the start of the last game. Eddieville Blakesburg leads it 1-0. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Thinking about replacing your old cooling system? Consider a ground source heat pump. A ground source heat pump uses the earth's steady temperature to provide year-round comfort. It circulates fluid through pipes buried deep in the ground to move heat into a building in winter or out in the summer. A ground source heat pump can be 300% more efficient than conventional systems, with consistent comfort and greater long-term reliability. Learn more about how these efficient systems can heat and cool your home or business when you contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative or visit our website at cvrec.com and take the home energy savings tour for details. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Even in the world of Barker Implement, where we are surrounded by green, we just can't get enough of it.
So, seeing the green outside only adds to the excitement of John Deere's Green Tag event.
Right now, you can save money on some of John Deere's top-selling lawn and garden equipment. Whether you want the speed and precision of an EasyTrac, Select, or Compact Utility Tractor, or a D100 version, it's on sale.
And commercial mowing equipment from John Deere is also available with low prices. Learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
The Albia Sports Complex. Albia won the first game 3-2. We're in inning number 2 of game 2. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Albia, South Central Conference. Still, and Rich drives with Bill Saylor. You know, I wear these headphones and you do, Bill. I think maybe Randy and Keith down here can come up with a cure for tinnitus. Because, boy, sometimes
I think Randy can cure it.
Kind of loud in here.
Randy can cure most anything.
Don't take aspirin.
I need to start again.
Don't take aspirin. Take a lead.
Take a lead. Well, you got to thin your blood.
Oh, well.
Ball one. Ball two. Leadoff hitter here for Eddieville is
Colmaine's
the right fielder.
Colmaine's playing right field. He's been busy out there.
He always plays a steady right field. He's a good ball player. And he hits that one a long way, foul. He hit that a long way, into the road, beyond the ballpark, but he got too far out in front of that. And had he not, and hit it a little more to the right, he would have had a home run. He hit that a long way. Got it solid just out in front. Pitch from Leshen. He hits a high fly ball here to deep center field, going back and making the catch way back there. Nice play that time by Griffin Osing. 1-0. How's come there's steam on all their drinks and there's mine looks.
Somebody the water.
Gatorade. You're a good man, Keith Little. I knew a man who loves horses has to be a good man.
Right.
1-0. Here's the pitch on the way and it's inside for a ball. Levi Johnson, the batter. It was a base hit by Drew Schofield under the glove of Levi Johnston that won the first game for Albia, 3-2. Left-handed hitter. The pitch from Leshen. It's a strike at the knees. 1-1. Sometime in the very near future, they have Gatsby at the Albia Theater. That's a big coup for the schools, too, because the juniors and seniors can come. Tracy Mott did a great job helping get that movie in, Bill. There's a ground ball by Johnston. Up with it, Sanders, long throw right there. Two down.
I split another.
There's a movie, 42, about Jackie Robinson, and I'm helping sponsor that one. But the interesting thing, one of those three nights they're going to have it, they're going to have the actual 1950 movie, the Jackie Robinson story that starred Jackie Robinson, and that is a baseball movie that the three of us forgot the other night. Jackie Robinson story.
Yes, we did. We did not write that down.
And we're going to actually show both of those. A new one, and that was a classic. There's a base hit into right field by Trenton. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. That would have been a base hit, but tell them what happened there.
The right fielder picked that ball up and thought he had a chance to get the runner at first base and threw him out.
From right field. Schofield.
9-3 in the score.
9-3 to put out. And if that happens, that's when, if you're the coach, you talk to your runner and say, I don't want to ever see that again. Yeah, and Keith just mentioned the coach was waiting for him to come in. That was a clean base hit to right, and he turned it into a put out 9-3. Well,
let's give Albie a right fielder some credit. Yeah,
Schofield did a good job there. Good hustle by Drew and a good throw, and you never know. And hey, there was a great baseball player. That was his big line, you never know.
You never know.
Well, we're in the bottom of the second here. We're just going to keep it here. Yeah, leads it 1-0. That was a big break. You never know what could come out of that. You never know. But anyway, that will cause the coach to turn white or pull his hair out, won't it?
Well, not really.
Well, that's never. But anyway, I don't even think we saw that in our old Little League days, Randy, too often, did we?
My Little League days, I saw it a lot.
Did you?
Yeah. Happened to me.
Not personally. You were a speedy runner at Seymour. You really were. Weren't you on the track team? Leading off here, bottom of second. Let's see if Albie can get a run here.
Eddie Wilson, center fielder.
Griffin in the first game had one hit. Trevor Schwartz on the hill for Eddieville, game two. Curveball hit high in the air. Third baseman, Barnett, is over under it in foul territory, puts it away, one down. One thing, things are truly fielded on those high fly balls here. It's not like Candlestick Park.
I got my glove on the last one.
Bryce Legend, left fielder, comes to the plate. Freshman getting starts on both ends of the doubleheader today. Day-night doubleheader, you might say. Here's the pitch from Schwartz. And he hits a fly ball down the line, foul. And right field, strike one. Those little mascots that helped them, the Bat Boys for Eddieville, they're pretty good at ball. They were down there catching one of the kids. There's a base hit up the middle for Bryce Leshen. And he is definitely a threat to steal. He's at first with one out. Here's Drew Schofield, who just had that throw out from right field to get the runner at first. Drew Schofield, and of course, drove in the winning run in game one with a base hit.
Still time to come out to the ballpark. It's cooling off.
It's beautiful out here tonight. Swing and miss by Drew, strike one. It's really a fantastic night out here. If you're in the Albi area, come out and watch some good baseball action. And there's a little move over to first base. Nothing happening there. Leshen holding. Off the stretch now, Trevor Schwartz. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a strike. Strike two. No balls, two strikes now to Drew. I'm surprised Leshen's not running here in this circumstance. With one out, short lead. Off the stretch, Schwartz. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Schofield down on strikes. And that one was up in his eyes.
Not do that again.
Two down, and it's Vic Sanders, the third baseman. Vic was hitless in the first game, but he was the winning pitcher, which more than makes up for that, doesn't it?
Yes. He did not need a hit. He was pitching. Teammates took care of it.
Left-handed batter. Curveball, and it's inside and low for a ball. That was a slow breaking ball.
Uncle Charlie.
A slow breaking ball. Off the stretch now, here's Schwartz. It's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1, fastball that time. Jim Cagle coaching at third, Boyd Breton coaching at first. Boyd's giving some interesting signs over there. Cagle, who I think is relaying it to Leshen. I think he's going here. Let's see. Nope. Strike ball two, rather. Boyd did something different with his signs, and he was sending it over to Cagle there, and I was thinking maybe they were going to send Leshen. See what they're doing this time. Still not going. There's a foul ball.
Those signs are not real.
Those are indicators that reveal nothing. Right?
Yes. Maybe.
And for those of you who don't know what an indicator is, what is an indicator, Bill?
Oh, it takes a long time to explain what an indicator is.
It basically tell you it indicates something's coming. There's a ground ball hit to the second baseman. He bobbles it, comes up, throws, gets him. Jerry Glosser stayed with it, gets the foot out. Albie's down in the second. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. We play two. Eddieville Blakesburg, Fremont. Still leads at 1-0. We'll be right back.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
I'm Rich Grimes with William Saylor. What's your middle name, Bill?
They didn't want to give me
But Bill Saylor, the founder of the Albia Baseball Program. I always tell you, you're an icon. Charlie got it, too, on our interview.
Well, Charlie's a nice guy.
Yeah. He is. 1-0, third inning. Eddieville comes to the plate. Brent Lesh on the hill for Albia. Leading it off,
Glauser
struck out in his first plate appearance. And I put it in an ink.
Yes, you did, because I was after the
generic hot dog.
The bratwurst.
Yeah, generic bratwurst. And it's a ball. Did they really call that a bratwurst?
I paid for bratwurst.
That was a hot dog, wasn't it?
No, oh, it was a bratwurst.
Really?
No. I accused them of it, and they said, no way. They knew what they were doing, and I did not argue. They
no grout, Phil.
They know, no. They know their job.
One ball, one strike.
And I'm not criticizing that.
Lesh! Knocked down by Lesh, and no play there. That's a base hit. Too hot to handle there, wasn't it, Bill?
Too hot for me, anyway, I'll tell you.
I'll never forget a cup I saw years ago. They had a bratwurst dancing on the side of the cup.
Whoa.
And it said on it, hope for the best, but expect the worst.
That's pretty cool.
W-U-R-S-T. That's
good. No.
Where else can you get such worthless information?
That was a hot shot back at the pitcher, I'll tell you. He's lucky to protect himself. He did hit, knock it down a little bit.
We saw Drew Schofield, Randy and I, the other night take a shot off the thigh for one of the big Sheraton hitters, and you could hear it all over the ballpark. Checking his signs down with Rod Ashman is the batter, center fielder Corey Archer. He was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. One ball to him. Leshen takes a long time, checks the runner, Glauser. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a ground ball over the head of Griffin Osing, who was playing it on the grass. That's a base hit. And that's Vic Sanders, rather. Griffin was there last play.
Corey Archer.
I'm still so impressed with what Griffin Osing did there in the first game. He backhanded one that was hit to his right, which really saved a run, and that whole game would have changed. There was no chance, though, for Vic or Griffin Osing or anybody to make that play. That's a base hit.
We're looking at a bad inning here. Nobody out. Two on.
Two on, nobody out. Playing deep. No, one short is Gray.
This is Banbrook?
Banbrook's the bat.
Yeah. They're the number one hitters up here with two on and nobody out. And we need a pop-up.
Lushen's working off the stretch. First and second. Here's the pitch on the way. That's the ball. Quick throw down, getting back in head first, goes Archer. Banbrook, so adept at hitting behind the runners, but he's a good hitter all the time. He came into tonight's action hitting well over 400. Here's the pitch on the way to him, and it's a strike. 2-1. On deck, it's Wursta. Banbrook had a base hit hitting behind the runner in his first plate appearance. A lot of hitting room on that right side. They're playing him deep. Look what those outfielders are at, Bill.
They are deep.
And there's a high fly ball hit out to the right fielder, Schofield. He'll come in, make the catch for the put out, out number one. And he fires it in. Runner's not going anywhere, and it's up to Wursta now. One out, runners at first and second. On deck, after Wursta, is Jensen. Chance Wursta, number 25, checks down to Rod Ashman. Rod's been coaching Eddieville a couple of times. He was there a number of years ago, then left. He's in his second stint there. And always the Eddieville program does a great job, as does their softball program. There's a pop-up on the infield. Brett Legend.
Infield fly rule is in effect.
Absolutely. Puts it away. Two down. He didn't have to do anything with that on the infield fly, Bill.
He should have let it drop.
Sometimes teams will get confused and run themselves into the mound.
Yeah.
Two out. Big pop-up there to get Worsta. And he's retired the 3-4 hitters. So good work by Brett. Now he's got to get Jansen, who walked in his first plate appearance. Still two on, but now two out. Leshen works from the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way, and there's the pop-up, and that's back to a right now to play.
I think the Eddieville players would have known about that and probably not ran into an out, but I call my kids, if they hear me, let it to call them to let it drop. Let it drop.
They're well coached, Eddieville.
Yeah, I think they would have stayed at home.
Inside for a ball, 1-1. No Cardinal Cub update tonight. They're both off tonight.
Oh, my Cubs are not playing. My Cubs had a night off Wednesday.
And, of course, they're back in town next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with the Memphis Redbirds, the top two teams in the PCL in that division. That's always a full house, but there are still tickets available for that. Memphis Redbirds, AAA affiliate with the Cardinals, and, of course, the I-Cubs with the Cubs. Those two teams lead the PCL in their division, so that'll be a big matchup. Great place to see baseball. Check into tickets. They're there next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There's a shot right at O'Leary, and he puts it away for out number three.
I'm beginning to like that kid. He's a fielder.
Two base hits to lead off the inning for Eddieville, and then Leshen retires the next three hitters. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Eddieville 1, Albion nothing. We'll be right back.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bottom of the third, Austin O'Leary leads it off by hitting a soft liner to the second baseman, one out. Albion's down 1-0. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I threw you guys a little trivia question. Most runs ever scored in the game, Atlantic 109, remember that?
I tried to forget it.
You tried to forget that? Take a guess. What were the most consecutive hits by any player ever in high school baseball in Iowa? Most consecutive hits.
Did it go?
Give me the number. I'm not going to expect you to know the name.
Did it happen over one game or in one game?
It was in one game, believe it or not.
In one game? Oh, probably 7 or 8.
13.
Ooh, well.
Travis Rung for Fort Madison Aquinas. Against Marquette.
Mm.
Fly ball by Grabert out into the left field. Left fielder charging on. Makes the catch. Nice play by Jaron Jensen. Two down. And that brings Ethan Gray up. He flew out to the center fielder in his first plate appearance. That was, I think, as recently as 2005.
I think I played 2 full years before I got 13 years. He got him in front of the game.
That's amazing. Yeah, 2005.
No, I was looking at some old papers. My boy in Arizona said to me, and he sent me a box score where I had 3 hits.
3 hits in a game.
Yep.
That's a good, you got the trifecta. I'm going to give you one more here in a minute. There's a ground ball by Ethan, the second baseman, having a little trouble with it, has to hurry, and he does just nip Gray at first.
Don't believe it.
Glosser stayed with it, three up, three down, nothing across for Albia the third. We go to the fourth. We've got another good one going here. It's 1-0 Eddyville. And we'll hear from our sponsors, and I'll be back, and I'm going to throw you a real curveball, most home runs ever hit in the game, and we'll do that in just a little bit.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
I want to thank Greg in the studio handling the board tonight, and I'm Bill Saylor with Rich Grimes. See, I caught you there. We know that's not right. I'm Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor. Testing you there.
I've been watching TV, and I think I'm that insurance man they call up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, oh, that guy, yeah. Randy Stafford's up here doing PA. Keith Little up here. We're having fun tonight. Albia won the first game, big matchup, 3-2, with a Drew Schofield base hit driving in Austin Luce in the seventh inning. That was a great game. Winning pitcher in that game was Sanders. The loser was the Eddyville ace, Bambrook. Sheraton has won both their games with Centerville tonight. They now lead the South Central Conference by one game over EBF here. Must game for Eddyville Blakesburg. And Albie, of course, hoping to get the doubleheader sweep.
Lincoln leading off for it. Eddyville, he is the designated hitter.
He's 0-for-1, had a big double in game one, which drove in a run, and at that time that tied it up. Here's the pitch on the way from Legend, low in the dirt for ball. Most home runs hit in a high school baseball game by one team. How many? How many, Keith?
18.
16.
Ooh, close.
You guys were close.
Yeah.
Atlantic.
Again?
But it was a different game.
Oh, my.
Against Griswold. I don't know if they played in the band box or not, but they had 16 home runs in one game. 1928. Talk about murderers, Ron. That was
double first game.
Yeah, two balls, no strikes to Winkleman. That's the dead ball era, even, wasn't it? Although that changed in the late 20s, I guess. Two balls and a strike to Winkleman. Although, how many of us up here remember when we used to take our bats on the sandlot, put nails and brads in them, and tape them up?
Oh yeah, just because it cracked didn't throw it away.
I was just warmed up. High fly ball hit out to the center field. Osteen grips over to his right, makes the play, and Winkleman's out for out number one. Cole Means, the right fielder, up. He slide out to center field. He's 0-for-1. Yes, you never wanted to throw a bat away unless you totally sawed it off. You had to repair it. And we repaired many a bat. Now,
just tape them up.
They're all metal. There's a ground ball hit just foul on the left side of the third base bag. Sanders gave chase. Didn't have to. It's foul for a strike. You look at some of those numbers. It's amazing. That many home runs, that many runs, that many hits in a row. What's even more amazing is people keep those records over the years.
Baseball is the sport that has the most statistical information of any sport.
There's a pop-up. O'Leary shifts over behind the first base bag, makes the play again. There's Austin O'Leary. Two down. F4 for the putout. And here's Levi Johnston. In fact, Bill, I'm going to just borrow this for a second. It's kind of interesting. Keith will find this interesting, too, as will Randy and you.
Oh, you wrote all that good stuff down.
This is Albia team records.
Oh, okay.
Albia's highest batting average as a team was 2001, 370 team average.
When was that?
2001.
Oh, okay.
But here's something that will appeal to you. And I said this to Charlie tonight. single season strikeout record, 1965, Bill Carpen, 184 strikeouts.
No, I did not know that.
Fouled off by Johnston for a strike, 0-2.
I know he had a 19 strikeout game, I think, and it went into nine innings. I mean, the game was extra innings.
He had quite the fastball.
He threw the fastest, and Kelly Garrett was just a half a mile behind him from the speed gun, if we'd have had one.
Shaking off the sign now is Leshen as he looks into Grabert. Here's the pitch by Brett. Took a little off at. Way outside, ball one, 1-2. 184 strikeouts, a lot of strikeouts, because you didn't play near as many games as
no.
you play now.
Well, that, how did my pitcher...
Strike three, Johnston down, three up, three down.
Win 14 games.
We
didn't play that many games as they do now.
Bottom of the fourth, we'll be right back. It's still Eddieville, one, Albion, nothing.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Mike, no feed, Greg. Bottom of the fourth, 1-0 game. Eddieville still leading Albia. Albia won the first game 3-2, and Brett Leshen leads it off. 3-4-5 hitters coming to bat for Albia. They're down by one. Trevor Schwartz doing the pitching for Eddieville. It's high for a ball. You know, you look at their number one pitcher, and Albia had 13 hits the first game, and they're just having loads of problems. But Trevor Schwartz, who is a totally different type of pitcher, Bill. That's foul back for a strike. 1-1. But
Brett's a good hitter. He's a good hitter.
You mentioned Bill Carpen, 184 strikeouts, and he did throw hard. And he was selectively, as I recall, a little wild at times, just enough to kind of keep you on edge. And you didn't have helmets then. That's a good point. That was by design. I mean, nobody did at that point in high school baseball. Iowa, as I recall. Pitch, slash, and curveball, looping liner, base hit. In the right center field, coming up with it, their right fielder Mays. That's a base hit for Leshen. That's the way to start an inning. He's at first. And here's Austin Luce, who flied to the right fielder. He's 0-1. Leshen drove in two runs in the first game and had a hit. Now he has a hit in this game. Luce had three hits in game one and scored the winning run on the ball game. Checks down to Jim Cagle.
We know now we might sacrifice.
Jim has those, I guess, the Foster Grants or whatever they are, Oakleys or whatever he wears down there. I have never seen Boyd Britton in sunglasses. There's a strike. I'm not going there.
Go ahead. That's good.
That's one of the great lines of all time there. Keith Little sit down there. They don't get sunglasses away with seed corn. Boyd is a great guy, and he likes a good joke, I'll tell you that. I know from our vantage point, Randy and I have known him ad infinitum, haven't we, Randy?
Yeah, but that's not a joke. We're going
two balls and one strike to lose.
Oh, man. I'm going to let you sing Take Me Out of the Ballgame if you keep that up.
Keith, that's you go on comedy club with that one, buddy. Two balls and one strike.
I got to save that for Brock. He used to raise animals out there.
Here's the 2-1 pitch to Luce, high ball three. 3-1 to Austin. Lessons at first, nobody out. This is a beautiful night for baseball, and we've had 2 great ball games tonight. 2 great ball games.
Let's get the runs.
The pitch to Austin takes ball 4. Albia has the first 2 on. Nobody out, and here's Griffinosi.
You know what we said, the good eye. Good eye. You got to walk.
And they've got good speed on the bases.
He's looking for a sign, and there's no sign available.
Jim didn't give him any there. He just clapped his hands, encouraging. They'll hold the runner loose at first. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball.
He didn't even give an indicator.
No, no indicator. And by the way, it's interesting. Schwartz looked in at his catcher then. He's not real happy, and he's upset about something. He might have gotten crossed up. Worst, I'm talking about their catcher there. They're having a little conference there now. A little mix up there, I think.
That's like when first year Mike Novak was catching in the first year of high school baseball, and he told Skava to throw the fastball. Dave said, that was my fastball.
Remember the Ephus pitch?
I don't remember that, but I saw Rip Sewell's Booger Bowl.
That was, yeah, that's basically what that was also
yeah,
called.
Drop in!
Base hit! And that's going to load him up. You were encouraging that ball to drop in, Bill, and it did. Good job.
Tucked in that into a hit.
Base hit there for Osing. The bases are loaded.
Nobody out, and my favorite hitter, Bryce Lesson, coming up to bat.
Right-handed batter, freshman. Bryce had 2 runs batted in the first game, had a hit. And in this game, he also has a hit.
He's going to go for 2 hits tonight.
He got the start tonight in left field. Bases are loaded, nobody down. And there's a case where Schwartz tried to overthrow, and a nice stop by Worcester for that.
And this is a nice time to be careful up there and don't swing at anything bad because a walk will get you a run.
The infield is in a little bit, not quite on the grass. Now they're moving in on the grass, Barnett at third. Vanbrook hit it short.
Home completely.
They are moving in. They're going for the play at the plate if they get an opportunity. Ball 2. They'll come home.
Now second baseman backed off a little bit. He's still coming home.
Now he's coming back in.
He's still coming home.
Pitch.
Nice hit.
And to center field. That'll score 2. Vanbrook's throw not in time. Terrific hustle by Austin Luce. And the runners move up on the throw. An RBI single, in fact, 2 RBI on that. Bryce Leshen, he's had 4 on the night. He's been quite a catalyst in this lineup tonight after getting the start in both games. And then Leshen moves up to second, Osing to third on the throw to the plate. That was a bang-bang play at the plate. But there's no question Luce was saved. Terrific hustle. He was really coming in. You could see the old football influence there. Here's the pitch from Schwartz. It's a strike at the letters to number 14, Drew Schofield. Albia's broken on top. 2-1 in the fourth.
Now it's inning to punish him right now.
Still nobody out. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Schofield. Still 2 runners in scoring position, Bill. They could really do some harm here.
This is the time to get the big lead.
Here's the pitch. There's a chopper. That's trouble. And that's going to be a put-out at first and a great play by Vanbrook. It's an RBI for Schofield. Albion now leads at 3-1. It was a chopper over the head of Schwartz. The second baseman, Glosser, couldn't make the play. But Vanbrook came charging in with that great arm and threw Schofield out for the put-out, out number 1. But they played another run. 3-1. Here's Vic Sanders, and there's still a runner at third, though. And Sanders, a left-handed batter, steps up to the dish. Here's the pitch on the way. Takes a strike. There's some options you've got right here. You can hit away. You could play a little small ball here, particularly with a left-handed batter. They're still playing in for the play at the plate.
Yes, they are. Do or die at home.
Here's the pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss, strike 2. They'll come home if they get a chance.
Sanders has tried his best to get a sign from third base, but there's nothing there.
Here's a pitch from Schwartz. Inside and high for a ball, 1-2. First baseman Johnson flying back a little more now. Second baseman Glosser's in. Bambrook's in on the edge of the grass. Third baseman Barnett now moves in. Here's the pitch. Just fouled by that first base bag. And where that was headed would have probably been a three-bagger. That was headed deep into the corner had it stayed fair. There's the pitch. Just missed.
Let's test you.
He might have got a reprieve there.
They're a little bit high.
2-2. Here's the pitch on the way. Curveball way high. 3-2 now, full count. On deck for Albia, it's O'Leary. And O'Leary had a double earlier tonight. Sanders trying to pick up that runner.
Oh, Vic, don't do that.
But Schwartz rings him up, strike three.
Don't do that.
Two out. It's up to O'Leary, Bill.
Well, I like O'Leary. He's my favorite second baseman of all time. For this doubleheader.
Had one hit in the first game, popped out.
Yeah, but he makes fielding plays.
He's a great defensive second baseman. He's getting better and better.
He catches line drives. He catches pop-ups.
And he's back next year.
Wow.
That's the best part.
Yes.
The pitch from Schwartz. And he's way out in front that time.
The little change up made me look bad.
0-2. Schwartz looks over. I think he's getting some of his pitches called over from the dugout now. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. 1-2. Well, Albia's played at 3 this inning. Here's the pitch on the way, breaking ball. There's a ground ball at the third baseman. Up with it is Barnett. Long throw, and it's dropped over there by the first baseman. Didn't handle it. That's Bill. And that's going to be a fielding error on the third baseman. And O'Leary's safe at first. No RBI on that. But a run scores. Albia leads 4-1. One of the things I see, the Nets is a legitimate error on the third baseman, but one of the things I see so much is ideally, you want your first baseman to be able to come up with some of those plays. And,
yes, you do.
You know, that's just, I've seen that be very problematic in a lot of games this year for different ball clubs. You're not always going to get everything planted right in your glove. You've got to be able to dig some of those out. But that was a legitimate error on the third baseman. It wasn't a good throw. But that's what you want your first baseman to do, save some of those. Base hit to right this time. Mike Robert and O'Leary's racing into third and slides in.
Get him
first.
Get him.
He didn't need to slide, but he sure enjoyed it.
He should not do that. And the coach should have made him stand up.
First and third now. Base hit that time by Robert. Good hit by Gabe hitting it into right field. Albia's picked up 4, and now they've got runners at the corners again.
I said this was inning to end them, punish them.
And Ethan Gray, the batter, and we get a runner in for Grabber. Is that Sinclair, I believe, Randy?
Yeah.
Hugh Sinclair now. That familiar leadoff style of his.
And 4.
He's at first. O'Leary's at third. Ethan Gray can add to the cause here. Albia has come up with 4 runs here in the bottom of the 4th. Schwartz. The pitch on the way. That's fouled off to the left.
Ooh, it's my car.
1-1. I parked way over by the bus.
Yeah, I see you did up.
That black Dodge pickup?
Yeah, and he broke the window.
Yeah, black Dodge pickup over there by Randy. It's okay, Randy. I saw I get towed away a little earlier.
Okay.
2-1.
Come on, I'm going to watch an Ethan hit here. He's going to smack it here in a minute.
2-1 to Ethan Gray. Runners on the corners. Tough hitting for Eddieville-Blakesburg here. They led 1-0, but Albia's rebounded with 4. There goes the runner, Sinclair. The pitch is high. It's a ball, and Sinclair into second base easily and into scoring position now. No play there. 3-1 now to Gray. He's dangerous with this kind of count. There's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. That looked a little bit outside. Beyond the corner. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch on the way. There is a shot in the center field, and the center fielder drifts over. He's there and makes the catch. Ball well hit by Ethan Gray, but a nice job by Corey Archer. But a very good inning for Albia this time.
Four runs
in the inning.
Four hits, and two runners left on.
We played four, and Albia now leads in the second game of the doubleheader. After winning the first game over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, it's 4-1 as we head to the fifth. 4-4, yeah. Four hits in the inning.
4-1-1.
Yeah.
Two runs on four hits.
Yeah.
Four runs on four hits.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we are going to get... We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia leads at 4-1. As we go to the top of the fifth, we've got a pitching change for Albia. Nick Sanders now goes to the hill for the Blue Demons. And let's see what else we've got going here. But Sanders now doing the pitching. Leshen, I believe, will go to center, and Griffin Osing will come from center and go to third base. Those are the changes. Osing at third now. Sanders, who'd been at third, goes to pitch. And Leshen into center field. And you'll get the totals, I know, Bill, on Brett Leshen, who could stand to be the winner if this holds up. Meanwhile, we see Vic Sanders come in. And Sanders will try to seal the fate of Eddyville here and get a doubleheader sweep for Albia.
He's turned Barnett lead off for them.
I'm going to take a peek at something real quick, Bill. And... Got what I needed. Who's leading it off here?
Trent Barnett.
Eddyville, third baseman. Yeah. Vic Sanders got the win in game one. He'd like to
get the save.
Get the save in this game. So he's appeared both games, this time coming in for Leshen. Slow for a ball, ball one. He's pretty steady, and I'm glad to see this, really, because Boyd has had some problems sometimes with his kids being able to go very deep in the ball games, and it seems like he's having a little bit quicker hook here in the last couple of weeks. And that may be a good strategy.
Four innings.
One ball, one strike now.
Leshen went four innings. That's not bad.
No. Nope. And he gave them four good innings, so only
yes,
giving
he
up
did.
One run.
Yeah.
Here's a 1-1 pitch on the way from Sanders. Popped up on the infield. Calling for it to Austin Lewis. He puts it away in on the grass.
Not at all, Austin.
Albia's playing with an awful lot of confidence in this game, and you could see it build even in the first game, but they are really playing with a lot right now. And you look at Eddyville Blakesburg, they are playing, I would say, to use an old phrase that I heard years ago in baseball, they're playing, actually had cause, like you used to use this phrase, they're playing with their dauber down a little bit now. Not a lot of emotion, and that first loss in this doubleheader really took some starch out of them, I think.
I think it surprised them. But
and the batter now is Glosser.
Glosser.
And he has one hit. He's 1-for-2 right-handed batter. And he loops a little liner out into shallow right field, and a heck of a play. What a play by Drew Schofield. Racing in, getting that right before it hit the grass. Great play for out number two. Good defense. He's on the highlight film. He threw out a guy from right field to first base, and he makes a shoestring catch there. Two down here. Corey Archer. This is a little bit reminiscent of what we saw with Twin Cedars in Eddyville, where Twin Cedars pitching just held them in check.
Yeah.
And this hit the ball all over the place. Outside for a ball. Ball one. Two out here in the fifth. I'm surprised there aren't more Eddyville people here. Their team's in first place in the conference coming into the night. They're not now, but they've had a terrific season. 19-7 before the night. They're 19-8 now. There's a ball, two balls and no strikes. Albia is now 15-13. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a little high, 3-0. I think the scoreboard's wrong on that, Bill.
I'm not sure. It says 2-2. No, 2-0.
Then the umpire indicated 3.
Okay. Hope this isn't any good. He'll have to walk.
Here's the pitch on the way here. There's a strike. 3-1. 3-1. Umpire behind the plate. It's Larry Jacobus. Rob Robson on the bases in this game. On deck, it's Bambrook. Eddyville needs a runner. They're down by 3 here in the fifth. The pitch on the way, it's a strike right in there. Taking that one all the way, was right down central. This is just about a perfect night for baseball. I see Terry Simmons down there in the Albia dugout taking some pictures. There's that helicopter bat moving around. He pops it up, reaches out for that one. Ethan Gray wants that one. It's short. He takes it for the putout. 3-up, 3-down, nothing across. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Albia 4, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 1. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer. The best brats are at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Try Charlie's fresh bratwurst in original flavor, pepper jack, jalapeno, cheddar, pineapple bacon, and Italian seasonings. They're made fresh and they're the best. Charlie's fresh bratwurst, only at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Brett Leshen leads it off here in the bottom of the fifth. Albia leading, going for the doubleheader sweep over what had been at the beginning of the night, conference co-leader Eddyville Blakesburg. Sheridan's already defeated Centerville twice tonight. They have sole lead in the South Central. Eddyville Blakesburg desperately needs a win here to try to even stay close to them. Strike one to Leshen. Could cut that time. Albie won the first game here, though, 3-2. There's a ground ball up the middle, underneath the glove of Bambrook. Base hit for Leshen. And he has 2 hits in this game. And he had 3 hits in game 1. Came into the game hitting over 400, and he's had 5 hits on the night. His average is not going to go down any. Here's Austin Luce. Luce has had a good night. 3 hits in the first game, and he's had a walk and fly out in this game. It's score a run. He scored the winning run in game 1. There's a base hit to left. And Albia has the first 2 men on here in the bottom of the fifth. 2 on. Nobody out, and here's Osing. They have really been hitting tonight.
It looks like the game that we saw when Twin Cedars pounded them.
Eddyville Blakesburg, yeah. Twin Cedars did this all night.
Yes. We're beginning to look like that right now.
Schwartz is not fooling anybody right now. Here's the pitch. Fastball for a strike. Are you surprised by how this is going tonight, gentlemen? That's one yes. Albia's playing very, very well. There's a line shot right at the second base, but not a chance to double up Leshen as he gets back in. Osing hit the ball hard, but right at Glosser, one down. here's the guy who got the start tonight, won a night in both games he's had, Bryce Leshen. Two hits in this game, Bill, and he had one hit and drove in two runs in the last game.
He drove in two in this game.
Four RBI night for him. Pitch from Schwartz.
Oh.
Champy.
There's that infield five rule again.
Vanbrook one has it.
Should have let it drop.
Two down, yeah. Just to see if it flew. Two down. He jammed him inside that time. Got the pop-up, which they desperately needed, if you're ready, Bill. Drew Schofield. He's had an interesting night in the field. He drove in the winning run in the game. He's 0 for 2 this game. Takes a strike.
When you get that first two runners on base, you don't want to go home without a score.
No, no, you don't.
I would have been really tempted to move him over.
Mm-hmm. Play for another insurance run?
Yes.
Got another riddle for you guys tonight. Most consecutive game hitting streak in Iowa high school baseball. How many games in a row? Think about that. We make a big deal out of guys hitting in both games as a doubleheader here, but how many consecutive games has...
Well, Joe DiMaggio went 56 for the Yankees.
Well, what is it in Iowa high school baseball?
Well,
I'll give you a clue. It was not Randy Stafford, Keith Little, Richard Grimes, or Bill Saylor. There's a strikeout. And going down, swinging at Schofield. Nothing across. Albie got the first two men on with base hits. And then Schwartz settles down, gets the next three hitters. We go to the sixth. Let's hope that doesn't come back to haunt Albie.
Hey, give us the answer now to this big...
Two. Two hits in the inning. We'll be back right after this. 4-1 Albie, sixth inning.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
You guys, while we're getting ready here for the sixth, the record, Randy got the school. It was Key Lansing in 1980. Great baseball program.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Inhofe, 43 consecutive games he hit in. That's high school record in Albia. I mean, in Iowa. Wish it was at Albia. That'd be good. 43 games in a row. That's incredible, isn't it?
It is.
That was back in 1980, and... That is a great baseball program.
Coach has been there a million years.
Yeah. Vanbrook leads it off here in the sixth inning for Eddieville Blakesburg. He has a 1-for-2 night in this game as a losing pitcher in game one. Albie's got a three-run lead, but that's never enough against a team like Eddieville Blakesburg. But Sanders has proven very effective coming into relief this year. Nice cool night here. It's a nice evening.
It's cooling off now.
Here's the pitch. Way outside for a ball. Ball one. It needed to cool off. It was warm today. Very quiet crowd here. Do you notice that tonight? This game, after the first game, has been different. Different demeanor. Two balls and no strikes now to Vanbrook. Well, you don't want any free passes here, do you?
No. Don't help him out at all.
Two balls, no strikes to Vanbrook. Big right-handed batter. Tall, lanky. Here's the pitch on the way. Takes it right down central for a strike, 2-1.
We may see the left-hander in next inning warming up in the bullpen area, warming up for Eddieville.
And that's Winkleman.
Oh, yeah, we have seen him before.
We saw him at Twin Cedars.
Yes, we did.
Here's the pitch now on the way to Bambrook, and it's low. Three balls, one strike. Three balls, one strike to Bambrook. Vic Sanders on the hill for Albia. He has pitched in both games tonight. There's a ground ball to O'Leary. And that one rolls up his arm, and that's an error on Austin O'Leary. And after playing flawlessly all evening, that was probably the most routine play he's had, and it went right up his arm. Bambrook's at first. And let's hope that doesn't come back and haunt us. He's disgusted with himself. He's talking to Austin Luce. Luce basically tells him to shake it off. And here now is Worcester. And we're in the heart of the Eddyville order. It's a big juncture in this game in the sixth, Bill.
We don't want to get any confidence now with a couple of base runners.
Worst is 0 for 2, had a base hit in the first game. Powerful right-handed hitting catcher for Eddyville. The pitch on the way. It's outside low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Bambrook's at first. Rod Ashman trying to pick his club up. Coach for Eddyville. Losing both ends of this would be a disaster for them, wouldn't it? In the conference race here at the end of the season. Here's the pitch. Line shot up the middle, base hit. And the umpire had to duck out of the way for that one. Weston comes up with it, gets it in quickly. That was a hard smash right by Sanders. And the umpire did a little dipsy-doo to get out of the way as well. And now they've got two on, nobody out. We're going to get a runner for Worcester. It's going to be number 11, Jackson Boyles, who we saw in the first game as a runner, getting them some more speed. And they've got the number 5 that are coming up, Jensen now. Jensen has walked. And he's 0 for 1. Well, you could think about moving them up, Bill, but the bottom line is they're 3 runs down. They've really got to play for more than that at this point.
If they were, he would bunt for a hit.
That would be the only thing I would think we could see.
Yeah.
Albie's playing back at regular depth, though. They're not holding the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Curveball for a strike.
Of all the games we've seen, I don't remember seeing maybe one batter tried to bunt his way on with a hit. It's a lost art. These kids don't want to do it.
No. Sanders now. Off the stretch. Off from the belt, the pitch, curveball for a strike. He's ahead 0-2. Good pitch that time by Vic. And he'll use that curveball. He'll take a little off the fastball, which makes him, I think, a nice change of pace to go to in relief. He's very much different than some of the other Albie pitchers. So you get a change of pace. There's a pitch and swinging strike 3. And going down, really fishing on that one was Jensen. He missed that one by a country mile, and there is one out.
Now we have
Winkleman. Or is this Johnston? This is Johnston.
This is Winkleman.
I was right the first time. It is Winkleman.
Winkleman is the designated
Winkleman.
Hitter. Left-handed batter.
He was warming up in the bullpen area a little bit ago. We might see him.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything but bat.
Johnston and him are both stocky left-handed batters, but this is Winkleman. He had a double in the first game. He's got some power, does not hit for an average. And there's a curveball for a strike. This is a young man who wears his cap way up in the air on the bill. From the stretch now, Vic Sanders. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to O'Leary. Mike gets two. No, he's going to get the easy out at first. That was the right thing to do.
Yeah, he had maybe not got the runner at second.
Wasn't hit hard enough to even think about, too, really, and he made the key play. You're up by 3, get the put out, and eliminate the big inning. 2 out. That does let the runners move up to second and third. And here is Maines, Cole Maines, the right fielder. Number 7 comes to the plate. He is 0 for 2 on the night. Eddyville's going to need a 2-out base hit here. They've got runners at second and third, 2 down. And Maines, Rod Ashman, their coach, is desperately hoping we'll get a hit here with 2 out. Sanders has really slowed the pace here. He looks in a long, long time to Grabert from the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way. Nice stop by Grabert. That ball was in the dirt. Good stop by Gase. Ball one. On deck, if he gets on, they have
Levi
Johnson, their big first baseman. Sheraton won both games tonight against Centerville. They now lead the South Central by one game over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. That's what makes this game so critical now for EBS. There's a little number back to Sanders. He flips it over to Luce for out number three, works out of the jam. After the first two men get on for Eddyville, Sanders gets the next three in order. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's still 4-1 out. We'll be right back.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog is on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Okay, we need a feed, Greg. Okay, I guess we're on, Bill.
Okay.
So I didn't hear the feed, but we're on. Speaking of feed, thanks again for that generic rotwurst early in the game. That was a good one. Bottom of the sixth, 4-1 Albia. Albia needs three more outs. They'd like to get a couple of insurance runs here, and leading it off for them,
Vic,
the bottom
of
the sixth, Vic Sanders. What's he done, Bill?
He has a ground out to the second baseman, and then he struck out.
Well, he has that exaggerated open stance, doesn't he? Curveball, and he hits one. Oh, my goodness, base hit. First baseman has got to try to make that play.
Never broke his mouth.
And the pitcher didn't break.
Oh, my goodness.
Two malfunctions there, but that's a base hit.
It may have been a base hit no matter, but the defense ignored it.
I tell you, you can't be anchored to your base.
Well, Larry was looking for a sign, too. And I know he didn't get one.
As soon as that ball was hit to the right side, the pitcher for Eddyville has to break to first.
Yes.
Quick throw over there. Nice throw. Good move by getting back in easily. Is the batter over there, Sanders?
No.
Who's not there? They've got the pinch runner, Langer. Didn't get that, but good. Langer's got good speed, doesn't he, Randy? And they send him back in head first again. O'Leary's up there now. Albie can afford to play a little small ball here and play for another run here, I would think. They're holding Langer down there. Schwartz has a pretty decent pickoff move. But he comes to the plate here. There's a ground ball hit to Bambrook. Guy rolls up his arm. He steps on the bag, gets the force out. He probably was thinking for a chance for two, but there's no way to get O'Leary at first with good speed. So Langer's out at second base. Let me go back to the top of the order. Grabert. Ethan Gray on deck. Left-handed batter Gabe Grabert, one out. Still a runner at first. Gabe on the night has one hit in this game. He's reached twice.
He got on by an error on the first inning.
He rocketed there, safe air. Line shot down to the right field corner. The right fielder remains up with it. That will send O'Leary clear to third. Nice piece of hitting by Gabe Grabert. Line shot down the line into right field.
Ooh,
and we'll get a runner in here. That's going to be number two coming in to run for Grabert. Courtesy running.
He hit that pretty hard.
And who is two? I don't
think Sinclair ran for him last time.
I don't have the roster, so who's two?
Sinclair?
No.
Well, it's Sinclair ran for money.
It's number two. We'll try to get that for you. We're going to have a conference on the mound for Eddyville. We're going to get a pitching change here, I believe. Rod Ashman's out there. And I believe we're going to get number five, and I believe that is none other than Levi Johnston, I believe. Nope. Yes, it is. Levi Johnston, the left-hander, will come in for Eddieville here. And Schwartz?
Johnston going to come here. Okay.
Levi Johnston's doing the pitching now for Eddieville. He'll be taking his warm-ups. We're going to still try to get that pinch runner, the courtesy runner at first, who that is. But Rod Ashman.
Here's Sinclair.
It is Sinclair.
Yeah,
that
okay. That's what I get.
Sinclair?
It's the third time he's running for him. I guess you can...
Levi Johnston, the new Eddieville pitcher. Bambra goes to first for Eddieville. Trevor Schwartz goes to shortstop, and Levi Johnston pitching. So you have three changes here. Levi Johnston goes from first to pitch, Christian Bambrook from short to first, Trevor Schwartz from pitch to short.
Five, eight, one, third.
Levi Johnston. Levi Johnston. And Levi's had a tough night at first base, so that has some double effect, maybe. We've seen Bambrook play first before. He did against Twin Cedars. Levi Johnston comes in for Eddieville Blakesburg. He's a senior. He's 3-0 on the year. He's pitched 24 and two-thirds innings. And he has only given up one earned run in 24 and two-thirds. One earned run. How about that?
Pretty good.
.28 ERA. A left-hander. And right now, he's got to try to make sure no more damage is done. Ethan Gray will try to prevent that from happening. Runners at the corners for Albia. Sinclair's at first. O'Leary's at third. Ethan Gray, the batter, left-handed batter. Ethan has had a good night.
Ethan Gray, a fly out to the center fielder and a ground out to second base.
He had three hits, though, in the first game, and he takes his first strike.
Oh, do we got runners on first and third?
Levi Johnston off the stretch. Big left-hander. Had been at first. Here's the pitch on the way. Gray squares the bat, puts it down. There's a run. Infield hit. And that was an excellent call, if it indeed was called, and I'm sure it was by Jim Cagle and Boyd Britton. Gray has good speed, put down a good bunt, and Levi Johnston's a good ball player, but he's not very mobile off the mound, and by the time he got off there, Graves all the way down, and even if they would have got him with one out, there was no way they were going to get the man at the plate. Good squeeze play that time. Albie picks up a big run. It's 5-1. That is a big run, Bill.
Yes.
Brett Leshen up there now with still only one out. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Fouls this one off to the right for strike one.
That run will have to be charged to Trevor Schwartz.
Trevor Schwartz, who is now held liable for all five Albie runs.
And he is, will be held responsible if Gravert, or the pinch runner for Gravert,
scores.
Sinclair scores.
1-1. You Sinclair scores, that would be charged as well to him.
Yes.
Johnston, left-handed pitcher, inherited quite a mess here. Two on, one out, the pitch to Leshen, and he fouls this off to the right. 1-2. On deck, it's loose. Albia closing in more and more on a doubleheader sweep of Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont, who had come into here tied with Sheraton for first place. Who'd have thought it? Albia certainly has come ready to play. That's high for a ball, 2-2. In fact, I think it's one of those old adages, at least at this point, the team who wants it more quite often wins, and I think we're seeing that tonight.
We're seeing a little bit of that, that's for sure.
The pitch, that's fouled back our way, and still 2-2 to Brett Leshen. I want to remind you again, the Kids Fest Optimus Club event tomorrow, 5-7, west side of the Albie Square. Big weekend, Gatsby, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Albia Theater, 7 tomorrow night, Saturday, 2 p.m. matinee, and juniors and seniors in free. Everybody else, $2, fly ball by Leshen to right. The right fielder Maines has it. And,
oh my God,
what is that all about?
What is Sinclair thinking about?
The right fielder Maines made the play for the out, for two out, and the ball was almost totally on the infield. And he was trying to advance to third, and Jim Cagle pointed him back. He almost got himself picked off down there. He had no chance to make it to third base. Zero chance.
He was trying to draw a throw, but the throw would have been to second base. I can see runners do that, and it's not a bad thing, but be careful.
Well, you don't want to take the inning out of Austin Luce's hands here. He's had a good night both games. Two out. Here's the pitch from Johnson. Big breaking ball, high for a ball. Big slow curve. You know, if you can see that coming, that ball's hanging up there like that. That's like a meatball sandwich, I think.
Oh, it is. I could tell you a story about that one of these days.
Outside for a ball. Ball two. I mean, that's a pitch you'd like to sit on and just hammer, wouldn't it?
I will have to tell you a story about that. Big Uncle Charlie from a left-hander.
Here's a 2-0 pitch on the way. Fastball, high fly ball, hit down to right field. Cole Maines back paddles. He's there, makes the catch. He's pretty steady out there, makes the play. But Alvia comes up with a big run on the squeeze play. One run in the inning on three hits. No errors. Two left. We go to the top of the seventh. Alvia 3 outs away from a doubleheader sweep. It's Alvia 5, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont 1, and we'll be back after this.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
So you found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information, terms and qualifications apply, limited time only, federally insured by the NCUA.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
The seventh. Want to talk about a beautiful sunset. How about that out there, guys? And the sun is setting the segue on Eddieville Blakesburg tonight. They've lost the first game to Alvia 3-1, and they trail 5-1 here as we go to the top of the seventh. They came into the night 19-7, tied with Sheridan for the South Central Conference lead. They lost the first game 3-2. Zalbia came up with a run on the bottom of the seventh to win it on a base hit by Drew Schofield. And now they led this game 1-0, but now trail 5-1 in the seventh. It's do or die for them. Sheridan won both games of a doubleheader against Centerville. If Eddieville loses this, they will drop two games behind and just be hanging by a thread in the remaining part of the South Central Conference race. And as we said,
who got batting here?
This is Levi Johnston,
number five.
Vic Sanders trying to mop it up here for Albie. He came in earlier, and he was a winning pitcher in game one, trying to nail it down here in game two as he came on in relief of Brett Leshen, who would get the win. Levi Johnston, here's the pitch from Sanders. Swing and a miss. Good cut that time by the big left-handed batter. On deck, it's Barnett. Game really slowed down now. Vic takes his time out there. He's not a quick worker. Now he's ready to go. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike two, 1-2. Albie's pitchers have done a terrific job tonight. You realize that, Bill? At this point, Eddie Bill has only scored 3 runs off Albie pitching tonight. Unbelievable. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Sanders. Off the wind, the pitch on the way. There's a ground ball hit to O'Leary. He's up with it. Over to Luce. One down. One away. And here's Barnett now. He's 0 for 2.
Trenton Barnett. 0 for 2.
And on deck, it's Glosser.
He is the batter that got thrown out by the right fielder.
Yes. Which you don't see every day, and you'd better not see every day.
Don't do it again.
Here's a pitch from Vic Sanders.
What?
A little bit high. That looked like it was
good to me.
Was there. Albie, if they can hang on and win this, would move to 16-13 on the year. If Eddieville's 19-8 right now, 12-3 now in the contest. Sharon's 12. Here's a pitch. It's a strike. Sharon now is 14-2 in the conference. And they have to come to Albion on July 8th. And you know who Eddieville is going to be rooting for there. There's a pop-up that's out to the right side. They've got a play and a heck of a play by Vic Sanders. Grabber was giving chase.
Wow.
Luce was giving chase. And Sanders just split them and made a heck of a running catch over towards the Albion dugout for out number two. Boy, he made a nice play there.
Yeah, it looked like there's me. Three-way
I was kind of worried about that. I know I was, too. Good play. I thought it would drift out of play, but it stayed there, and Sanders puts it away, two down. And Eddieville's down to their last hope here. Sharon Glosser, and he is 1-for-3. He struck out, single, popped out. And the outlook is not brilliant.
Looked extremely rocky.
Right-handed batter, pitched by Sanders. It's a strike right in there. What a night of baseball, huh? One strike.
We had fun at the old ballpark.
Vic Sanders trying to put this one away and nail it down. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball didn't do too much that time. Ball one, high and inside, and doing it. Dipsy do there, so he didn't get hit as Glosser. Had to duck down on that one. Vic's ready to go to work. Here's the pitch.
Ooh,
a little low. Two and one.
And then
two balls and one strike. Our next action will be Montezuma and Albia girls game. Last game for three Albia seniors. We'll be here Tuesday night at 7 for that one. I've got an interview before the game with couple of very interesting people. There's a fly ball, head out to Leshen in center. He's camping out, and that's a winner. A doubleheader sweep for Albia, 3-2 and 5-1. Three up, three down, and this Albia team is riding high right now. A team that defeated them and had their way with them in Eddieville earlier this year. Albia's come back and swept the doubleheader. And suddenly has changed the whole complexion of this South Central Conference race because Sharon wins two tonight, Eddieville loses two, and the Chargers now lead by two, and they're probably dancing in the streets in Sharon right now. Albia winning two games tonight. The winning pitcher in this one, Brett Leshen. We'll be back for a wrap-up and some comments and our totals and highlights right after this.
Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Homes.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elvia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here. Great night for baseball, Bill. Albia wins both games against Eddyville Blakesburg, the Rockets, by a score of 3-2 in the first game. Second game, they went up 5-1. Totals for this game.
Totals for this game. I'm looking at the last game just to catch up here. But pitching for Eddyville, starter Trevor Schwartz pitched 5 1/3 innings, gave up 5 runs, allowed 9 hits, struck out 3, and walked 1. Levi Johnson in relief pitched 2/3 of an inning, no runs, 1 hit, no strikeouts, no walks. Trevor Schwartz, the losing pitcher for Albia, the winning pitcher,
Brett Lesson,
4 innings pitched, gave up only 1 run, and 3 hits. He struck out 2, walked 1, and hit 1 batter. Vic Sanders pitched the last 3 innings. He gave up no runs. He only allowed 1 hit. He struck out 1 and did not walk any batters.
You know, you just mentioned that. Albia tonight had a total of 22 hits in these two games. That's
unreal.
We hadn't seen that for a long time or anything like that this season, really. I mean, you can't really count the Clark. Clark's way down. This is 22 hits against the number 1 and 2 pitchers for Eddyville Blakesburg, and they've been in first place. But it wasn't just about Alpha's hitting. Eddyville Blakesburg, Fremont tonight, only had 3 runs total in the doubleheader against Albia tonight. So it was pitching. It was hitting. It was some good defensive play. Albia just had a complete team effort. There were some good individual performances, too, in the first game. You know, you see Brett Leshen with 3 hits. Ethan Gray had 3 hits. Austin lose 3 hits in the winning run. Bryce Leshen drove in 2 runs each game, didn't he, Bill?
You're absolutely right.
And Schofield with the game winner in game 1. And it was more of the same in game 2. You saw some great hitting and some particularly good defensive plays, too, didn't you?
Second base for Albie O'Leary, he made an error, but he was solid at second base all night long.
He made the great diving stop, looked like he had a base hit written all over.
Yes.
It was a good play.
Our outfielders caught the fly balls. I'm telling you, they just put them away, and the right fielder threw out a runner at first base.
Yeah.
Hey, our outfield is good out there.
You can't talk about the star of the game. It was a total team effort tonight.
Yes, it was.
Both games. It's going to be tough for Eddyville Blakesburg to regroup, but they have to. And you start kind of looking ahead, you have to try to pull it back together. You still have tournaments ahead. And this is a team that's been very good, but they did not expect to lose 2 games here in Albia tonight.
Well, they did. And Albia earned the victories. They played good, solid baseball.
Eddyville now drops to 19-9 on the season, 12-4 in the conference. Albia goes to 16-13. And that really helps them with those wins and district play later. Sheraton, of course, if you don't know it, won 2 games against Centerville tonight. And we've got Jim Cagle with us, Bill. And I'm going to give Jim.
Oh, hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm going to let you ask him the questions here.
Oh, he asked us up here.
I'm not going to ask him a question.
Congratulations first, Jim, on Glenn Building.
Thank you.
Well, I just congratulate on you. You don't beat Eddyville twice very often in a doubleheader like this, and I thought the defense was good, really good. I thought the offense I thought we could have sacrificed and tried to pick up a couple more. When you get the first 2 runners on, you got to score.
Yeah,
but the way we were hitting, I could see you were probably just letting them go ahead.
Yeah, it seemed like whenever we got to that situation, we had our number 3, number 4, number 5 man up, and those guys were hitting the ball. So
I see that.
Leshen and Griff, and so.
But you could tell when a team is alert enough to think about throwing a runner out from right field. And we were alert. We were ready.
We played Two good ball games, yes.
I was commenting to Rich about our outfield. They catch the fly balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The outfield done a good job.
Bryce Leshen really has a catalyst out there.
Yeah.
Bryce Leshen done a great job. O'Leary at second base. Wow, a couple of those plays he made. Yeah.
I liked that little guy tonight.
And he made a great play at third on that backhand, too.
Yeah. There was plenty of them. A lot to go around tonight.
The pitching was good. Really good. You weren't walking a lot of people, and they weren't teeing off on us.
No,
I mean,
no.
The pitching was good.
Yeah, we, for the most part, kind of held them in check, and whenever you hold those guys to how many runs in?
Right,
yeah, 3 runs in 2 games. Well, so you've done something right.
What's up next, Jim? Who do we play next?
Our next game is July 3rd for the varsity.
It's
a Keokuk doubleheader. We go to Keokuk. Then we have Knoxville back here on the 6th.
We have that game, and that's a morning game.
It's a 10:30 game.
Yeah.
First game starts at 10:30, yes.
So I'm not going to go watch Saturday morning cartoons.
No, you're going to have to skip something.
Are we doing that game? Am I?
So that's a week from Saturday.
That's a long way away.
Keokuk's a long
way away.
We should have boy Brett about that. Well, driving the bus. I assume you're driving the bus to Keokuk.
Yeah, I drive all the baseball games.
Why are we going to Keokuk?
We're not. They play a doubleheader with
Keokuk. We go to Keokuk on the 3rd for a doubleheader.
We do. We don't go. So congratulations, Jim. Big win for you tonight.
Yes.
Doubleheader.
Yes.
And where are we at now in the conference? I think we're running 4th, right?
Probably 4th, yes. Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised that Sharon to beat at Centerville twice?
You know, I kind of was, especially the score of the first game. I mean, that was
18-4.
Yeah, 18-4, and yeah, that definitely was a surprise. So, but Sheraton, we played them the other day. They're a good ball team, definitely. So,
and everybody contributed, even the kids who got in on the pinch running. Everybody just played great tonight. Wonderful wins for the kids and for the whole team. And you've still got the very young team, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
This is the most ready to play I've seen all year.
I think, and you know, a lot of that is the rivalry, and you know, we tell them you don't get up to play Eddyville, you don't get up to play Centerville. When are you going to be up? So, you know, and I'm sure that you know Eddyville's telling their guys the same thing. So, but
what we're looking forward to doing the next game we're going to do for you, Jim, is the Knoxville game, that Saturday morning game, and then we've got a makeup game, a couple of them on July 8th. Of course, the 4th slows everything down.
Yes.
Sheraton coming to town, and they might be trying to clinch there. That could be interesting. So you'd like to spoil things for them a little bit.
Yeah, too. We would like to kind of have some say in that, what goes on there, yeah.
And then, of course, we're going to cover you during tournaments. They're not far away, but the nice thing, they're right here.
They're right here, yeah. And then we've also got a JV varsity with Cardinal there, I think.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So
you got that fishing streak down with 4 eggs for the starter, and then
we thought, I want to throw one more thing in here before we break tonight, too. You went with your pitchers probably not as deep as maybe earlier in the year, and you really had Vic Sanders come in and do a great job mopping up both games.
Vic, yeah, he came in and took care of both games, and you're right, the starting pitchers, you know, get them out after 4 or 5, and
looks like a formula you're coming up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, we kind of went to that, you know, 4 or 5 innings, and then get somebody else in, and it's working pretty good. And so, going to stick with it.
Always good to see and talk to you, Jim. Bill and I had a good time. We all did. Keith Little was up here tonight. Randy was at the board, and Bill and I, of course, play-by-play. Yeah. Great night. We enjoyed it, and always good to talk to you. And yeah, we had a lot of fun tonight. It's always fun when you win a doubleheader against a good ball club.
It is always fun when you have 2 good ball teams and come out on top twice, yes.
Best wishes the rest of the week, Jim, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Jim Cagle, Albie assistant baseball coach. Bill, we had a good time. That's saying the least. If people only knew all the fun all of us have, even between innings, it would be even better. Well, Bill, we're going to go tonight. I will, of course, be here with you next week when we have Montezuma Albie girls. That's the last regular season game for the Albie girls here. And we'll do that. So that's going to do it tonight for Bill Saylor. I'm Rich Grimes. Albie sweeping a doubleheader in baseball South Central Conference action tonight, 3-2 and 5-1. We say thanks for your time this time, and until next time, so long.
You're listening to Albie Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.